couple comments on the game. You know, when you're playing at home, you like to get off to a fast start. So we talked with the guys about that, and I like the way we came out. You know, you defer, you get the first series. You know, we go out and get the ball taken away, give the ball to the offense in good field position, come back and, you know, force a punt. And then the third series, you know, they decided to go for it there at midfield, and we made a good fourth down stop. And then the offense went out and turned that into a touchdown. You know, we had a good 2-minute stop at the end of the first half, and you know, came away not giving up any points. So those were positives. I thought that, you know, the second half, you know, we had a couple big plays that we'd like to have back. You know, we had the 2-minute situation there, you know, where we gave up the touchdown pass, and you know, it's too bad because we'd played pretty well, you know, up to that point in time. They converted some third downs. One of the things they did do a good job of is, you know, their quarterback ran for some yardage and converted, you know, the first half, or their three conversions on the third downs. Two of them were quarterback scrambles, and the other one we were coming with the pressure, you know, off the left side, and they ran the ball away from the pressure. They had a couple other third down run, you know, where we had third and 11, and they went for 14, and a second and 10 run, you know, that they went for 25. So, you know, those are things that we've got to get cleaned up. But, you know, we had a couple penalties early in the game. I think that was due to guys being hyped up, and they used a hard count on us. Overall, you know, I thought it was a good start, and there's some things we can learn from this game, and I thought our guys responded well. You know, I thought our coverage for the most part was pretty good. They averaged 5.0 per pass, which we'll take that.
Hamstrung, were you part of the punt or reference to injuries, but having a one-handed Pepper or a Perry, a one-armed Clay, and a gimpy Jake out there?
Well, you know, I give all those guys credit. You know, I mean, we knew going in, okay, Clay, you know, went out there and fought his way through it. You know, Nick got injured fairly early in the game and came back and tried to go, you know, there in the second half. You know, Jake Ryan was coming back, you know, off the ankle, and I thought Jake fought through it. So we had some guys out there that weren't 100%, but they were giving us everything that they have. So hopefully, you know, once we get the injury report and that, you know, we'll evaluate where those guys are and see where we are this week moving forward.
With Clay, I mean, watching it live, it looked like he was definitely, like Mark said, playing with one arm. But can he still be effective even if he's banged up like that?
I think he can. I'm hoping that we'll see more progress this week, you know. You know, Clay's a good football player, and you'd like to have your good football players available. So, you know, hopefully he's better heading into this game this week than he was yesterday. But he was out there, you know, trying to give us everything he had.
Clay said that he thinks these next four games he's going to be doing a lot of what he was doing the past two games, playing some inside linebacker, moving around. What does he give you maybe a little more when he's able to do that?
Well, his versatility, you know. We obviously played a lot of nickel defense. You know, the last two games he's played, you know, inside in the nickel. He's going outside and rushed, you know, in dime and third down. You know, we played more base defense yesterday just based off of the personnel groupings they were giving us and their tendencies. So, you know, again, Clay's playing two or three different spots. You know, that's not easy. It's not easy if you're healthy, you know, but it's even tougher, okay, if you're fighting your way through an injury. But I think what it does is it gives us more flexibility, you know, in our nickel package.
Is he maybe more valuable for this defense when he's playing inside linebacker? I know that sacks are important, edge rush is important, but it just seems against the run, dropping coverage, whatever it is, he's able to maybe do more at inside.
Well, we've done that the last two games, and I think he's done a good job. You know, we think he's played there the last couple years and was disruptive. But you know, Clay's one of those guys that, you know, I think he can rush and drop equally as well, you know, because of his athletic ability. So, you know, I think that at times that can create more problems for an offense.
Is this what you had in mind for Peppers? I mean, I realize some of this is injury-induced, but keeping him fresh for the stretch run now that you really need him, seems like he's ready for you.
Yeah, I think you probably saw him play more snaps yesterday than he's played all year, close to it. you know, but he played a large majority of the game, and so you get into the situation we're in where you want to keep your best players on the field. You know, every play is important, and you've got to try to, you know, these guys like Julius, you know, will play more now than what they have, you know, earlier.
He's up to fifth in sacks now, career-wise. I mean, you just kind of speak to that longevity and production.
You know, it speaks a lot about his career, okay, to be where he is, you know, in sacks. And,
you know, he's a guy that any time in this league that you do something over that length of time and do it consistently and do it the way he's doing it now, you know, that doesn't happen often. And so, you know, I've been blessed to have two or three of those guys, you know. I mean, you know, Kevin was that way. You know, Kevin down the stretch, you know, last 4 or 5 years, you know, he had very productive years. You know, Julius has been productive the time that we've had him here. You know, and also had, you know, Jason Taylor there at Miami, you know, who was very productive. So those guys are rare guys to do it over their career and be able to perform, you know, the way Julius is performing.
But if you would have gotten him at Houston, he'd be over 200 sacks already, right?
Well, you heard me say in here when we first got him, I said that that's one of the big mistakes that we made, okay, was not taking him first, okay? So, you know, he's a rare guy. You know, I mean, to be able to do the things athletically that he's doing, you know, at his age right now and performing that way. So we're just glad we have him.
Dom, I got to be honest with you. After that Tennessee game, I thought, boy, Julius looks old and maybe doesn't have it anymore. But the last three games, obviously, has proved me wrong. What's been the difference?
Well, we kind of looked old and not real good in that game overall defensively. So it wasn't just Julius. But, you know, that from 1 week to the next, okay, those things change. That's why you got to be careful, you know, not to just jump out there, you know, and make a statement. You know, I mean, you know, there's some plays and games that we'd like to have back. But, you know, right now everything's geared towards moving forward. And you know, I think, you know, the last two games, all right, we've stepped up and we've got to certainly have a challenge. We've got to step up this week as we know what's in front of us the way that offense has been performing here.
Do you think he could play one more season?
Julius? Well, you never say never in this business. You know, who knows? You know, I mean, that's probably going to be up to Julius, you know.
I'm just wondering because I don't know if I can recognize what a player looks like when he has nothing left or when he does have something left. To your trained eye, does he look like he has more left in the tank?
Well, I like the way he played yesterday. Yeah.
Hey, Dom.
Oh, go ahead.
Dom, it looked like a lot of the corners and DBs were real aggressive yesterday, especially, you know, close to the line of scrimmage. Was that something you wanted them to do to challenge those guys within the first couple of yards?
Yes. We, you know, Hopkins is a dangerous guy. You saw him make that one catch there, you know, in the 2 minute there at the end of the game. I mean, you see that on tape. You know, he was a guy that they'd go to in crunch time. They wanted to get the ball in his hands and let him run after the catch. You know, I thought overall all our guys did a pretty good job on him. You know, I mean, we let him have that one. You let him off the hook there at the end. But other than that, you know, I thought all of our guys. I thought Ladarius Gunner did a nice job, okay, being physical. And you saw him get some broken up passes, make some plays. You know, he made some nice tackles. I thought he had a nice game for us.
I was just going to ask you about Gunter. Obviously, you would have liked to have probably brought him along a little slower. How much did he grow, and how much did you see him improve because of being forced into the lineup the way he was?
Yeah, and I think that's what happens with these young guys. You know, you've seen it around here for a number of years where, excuse me, that guys that play early, you know, they play better. You know, hopefully when you get to this point in the season, you know, we're into December football now. You know we have to be at our best. Every game's important. And he stepped up yesterday, you know, and had one of his better games against a real quality receiver.